You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front wheel loading truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Oh, and all my male women, all my postal workers out there too. I ain't forget about y'all. Shout out to y'all as well. But we got a lot to get into this morning. We got some updates for you as far as Drake London and the kicking situation goes for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll get into that in a few minutes. And a whole lot of injuries happening right about now. Man, it just, I know it's a part of the game, but it just seems like, oh my goodness, I just saw somebody too in baseball. I got one TV up and it was an Astros player. Oh my gosh, he absolutely, he messed up his ankle real, real bad. I mean, he was going to step on, he was stepping on home plate and his ankle, like it touched the ground. His ankle looked like, I hate to make light of it, but it looked like it scrubbed the ground. It was bad, but hopefully he's okay. But anywho, we'll react to the Monday Night Football games as well, because them darn Tampa Bay Buccaneers got the win by the skin of their teeth again. Got another late victory. Obviously, they did that against us, and they did it again last night, stealing the victory out of Houston and getting the win over the Texans 20-19. We'll talk more about that again in a few minutes here. But I do want to start with the Atlanta Falcons and do have some injury updates for you. Besides Drake London, besides A.J. Terrell, I'm sorry. Besides A.J. Terrell, a pretty clean injury report for the Falcons. But A.J., obviously, we know, is dealing with the hamstring injury. Raheem Morris did speak on it, and just to not bore you because it's not really much to hear, he did say there's nothing new on A.J. Terrell with his hamstring. He said he'll have better information when we start practice. So we'll see what the status becomes on A.J. Terrell later in the week. But right now, not a whole lot that there's new. So hopefully A.J. can find a way to maybe play against the Carolina Panthers. But I'm just not sure. We all know how hamstrings are. You do not want to test a hamstring if really there's even the slightest chance that you could re-injure it, because we all know if you tear a hamstring, that is absolute worst case scenario, and it takes a while to come back from that. You tear AJ Terrell tears a hamstring at this point in the season, and again, I'm saying that, and it's only about to be game three. We just got done with week two. AJ Terrell tears a hamstring right now, he's probably done for the year. Unless the Falcons go on a playoff run, then maybe he comes back. But A.J. Terrell tears a hamstring, he's done for the regular season. So that's how serious a hamstring tear is. And again, I know you know that, but just got to reiterate it. So you don't want to play around with hamstrings when it comes to any player, especially your CB1. So look, it's going to be time for C.J. Henderson to step up if A.J. Terrell does have to miss time. D. Alford obviously going to have to step up too. I know he stepped up last game, but I do expect us to see C.J. Henderson. I think he could be a guy who fills in maybe for A.J. on the outside. We'll see, and we'll see just how they go about it. But C.J. Henderson, obviously Clark Phillips, D. Alford, all going to be candidates, guys that are going to need to have to step up in a potential A.J. Terrell absence. So, again, nothing concrete yet on what his status is or isn't when we talk about A.J. Terrell and the hamstring injury he suffered on Sunday night. But, again, you just don't want to play around with it. So I have to think he probably at least is going to miss a couple weeks, I would think. And, again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm dead wrong. I hope he can play on Sunday against the Panthers. But just knowing about hamstrings and how careful you have to be with them, I would say A.J. Terrell misses at least two games. At least two games. Now, the good news is, as far as A.J. Terrell, before we move on, the good news about A.J. Terrell is you have this game against the Panthers, then you have the Washington game, and then you get a bye week. So that would be 3 weeks that A.J. 3 weeks and some change that A.J. gets to rest up. And hopefully if it's not that serious of a hamstring strain or pull or whatever it is, hopefully 3 weeks could get him right. But again, we just don't know at this point, don't know a whole lot about the severity of the hamstring at this point, so we just kind of got to play the wait-and-see game, unfortunately. But hopefully he doesn't have to miss more than two games, but I would be pretty I'll be fairly confident in saying that A.J. Terrell probably going to miss this game against the Panthers and probably going to miss the game against the Commanders, and maybe he has a chance to come back Monday night, October 13th against the Bills. Now, again, that is – I have no information. I'm just spitballing. But, again, we know how careful you got to be with hamstrings. I just have a gut feeling in my gut of guts and my heart of hearts that A.J.'s at least going to miss the next two. So – we'll see. Hope I'm wrong, but we'll find out more as the week goes on for sure. Other update when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons and what we learned and found out about yesterday from Raheem Morris's press conference. Parker Romo, 90% chance, according to Raheem Morris, that he'll be the kicker for next week. And he did say the kicking competition is no longer an open competition. It ain't a competition no more. It's Parker Romo's job, and it should be. He went 5 for 5 in his debut. Every time he was asked to go out there and kick, he made it. 5 for 5 on field goals, made the lone extra point. He deserves another week. And that's kind of that's just the feeling I have of what this kicking situation is going to be like. If Parker Romo goes out there and has a bad game, misses a field goal or two, depending on the time and situation of the game, he could be swapped out for Younghoe Koo because they're not going to get rid of Younghoe Koo. And Raheem Morris said as much as well that they weren't going to make any hasty roster decisions and that they were going to be patient as far as moves on the 53-man roster go, meaning that they're not going to get rid of Younghoe Koo at this very moment. They're going to still make sure Parker Romo is going to be consistent and, okay, you went 5 for 5 one week. Can you go 3 for 3 or 4 for 4 again or whatever the case may be? Is next week. So they just want to make sure they get some consistency out of Parker Romo before they let Younghoe Koo walk because, or they let Younghoe Koo go because you never know, you may need Younghoe Koo again just in case Parker Romo has a bad game and pulls a Younghoe Koo. So, but as for right now, it is Parker Romo's job, and Raheem Morris did say there was a 90% chance that Parker Romo was going to be the kicker for next week. And again, like I said, he deserves to be the kicker for next week. He earned that opportunity, and he's going to get it. So hopefully Parker Romo is the guy at this point because I just want consistency at the kicking position, and that means Parker Romo just continues to make kicks, knock them down, and we don't have to worry about the kicking position anymore because that's what you want at the end of the day. You want to have confidence when your kicker goes out there and be like, oh, yeah, he got this. Yeah, he going to make that. We good. That's the feeling you want to have. And right now, I don't necessarily have that feeling yet. Now, Parker Romo, again, went 5 for 5. Now, he eked a couple of those in, especially the first one. The first one, he definitely just squeaked in there. But again, he made them. So as we build our trust with Parker Romo, then I'll start to feel better about him coming out there. But right now, I'm still like, I got to wait and see. Parker Romo continue to come up in the clutch, and we'll see if he continues to get opportunities to do that. But Parker Romo, again, according to Raheem Morris, 90% chance he is the kicker next week. So probably going to be Parker Romo, probably unless there is a injury of some sort. But that is the latest and greatest as far as updates, major updates when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons, and we will continue to talk about and get you ready for the Carolina Panthers game coming up on Sunday. I'll say this should be a game the Falcons win, point blank period. I don't see obviously it's any given Sunday. I'll start by saying that. But this Carolina Panthers team is not better than you. You are coming off of a really good defensive performance. And we do have to give you some news on the Carolina Panthers because they are dealing with their own injuries as well. And these injuries could be big. And it could be they took multiple hits to their offensive line. And so we could see another really good defensive performance as the Panthers guard Robert Hunt tore his biceps, while Austin Corbett is out with a torn MCL. So both of those guys are going to be out. Probably, honestly, it's not like the rest of the season for them, but at least focusing on this week, you ain't going to see Robert Hunt. You're not going to see Austin Corbett. And that's going to be two backup offensive linemen on that Panthers offensive line. And you know what that means. It's time to eat. It's time to eat yet again. Hey, go get your numbers up. James Pierce, go get your numbers up. Jaylen Walker, Leonard Floyd, Arnold Ebiketie, everybody, go get the numbers up. You got another really good opportunity, another really good chance to get pressure on a still young quarterback. He's not J.J. McCarthy young, but he's still a younger quarterback at Bryce Young, still a developing quarterback in Bryce Young, who will throw you the football, who you can get on the ground. He does have some mobility to him, but J.J. McCarthy did too. And look, guess what? We sacked that man six times. So you can get Bryce Young on the ground, you can get Bryce Young to throw you the ball, and you can have a similar type of defensive performance against this Carolina Panthers team that you did against the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday night, and especially with two backup offensive linemen that they're going to have in here on Sunday with, again, guard Robert Hunt and Austin Corbett both set to be out on Sunday. So I'm ready to see my dogs eat again. Get Xavier Watts another pick. Let's see Billy Bowman get another pick. Let's see more sacks from Jaylen Walker, James Pierce, Leonard Floyd, Rook, Brandon Dorlus, all of them. I want to see all the dogs eat. And hopefully they can do that on Sunday. They definitely have a good opportunity to do so. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will react to the Bucks getting by the skin of their teeth yet again as they just beat the Houston Texans. And we'll talk about how this division looks like it's beginning to take form and kind of shaping out how we thought it would, at least so far. Still a long way to go, but it's given what we thought it was going to give. We'll talk about it next year on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, too. I know you're out there. Make sure y'all follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices, then you're really in the game because you want to search for the radio station, 92.9 The Game. Once you find it, follow and subscribe to the radio station. You can do it, this little three dots, little... You know, you'll see it, and you can just click on follow, subscribe. It's real easy. Once you do that, you want to do the same thing to all the shows, all the great shows here on 92.9 The Game as well. Follow and subscribe to all the great shows here on The Game. My show, obviously, The Hometown Take, Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend, Sam and Greg, College Football Game Time, From the Diamond, all of them. Follow, subscribe to them, and then you'll get live push notifications about when shows go live. You get live push notifications about when guests are coming on live. You get live push notifications about when new audio and articles are uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their full entirety. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. And just real quick before we get into Monday Night Football and what went down last night, while I am telling you about all the great shows on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, I'm going to tell you about one show in particular right now, and I mentioned it, it's From the Diamond. So for the most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, turn to our Braves insider Grant McCauley every Sunday, and well, now during football season, it might be on Saturdays, but we'll get to that in a second. But every Sunday From the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Grant will bring you up to date on the latest Braves news with exclusive interviews and analysis you can only get on From the Diamond. This week's show is, like I was saying, Saturday at noon. So this week's From the Diamond is Saturday at noon. It's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And by 50 Floor. Visit 50floor.com for your free in-home estimate. It's From the Diamond with Grant McCauley this Saturday at noon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. We got to talk some Monday Night Football here as the Bucs did beat the Texans in Houston last night, 20-19, as it was a real back-and-forth affair. Houston came out hot. Bucs came out hot. Both, I believe, scored touchdowns on their first possession. And then we saw it slow down just a little bit, but both teams making big plays towards the end of the game. Saw Nick Chubb. Good to see Nick Chubb kind of start to – looks like he's starting to get back into the flow of things and getting his sea legs back and all that good stuff. But he has a big 25-yard touchdown run with like 2:10 to go in the game to put the Texans up 5-19-14. And then Baker and the Bucks just come in and go on a 2-minute drill, and they get a touchdown by Rashad White at the end of the game, and they end up winning it. They score with like 6 seconds left, and that was all she wrote. Baker goes on a big scramble on, I think it was like 3rd and 7, or maybe it was 3rd and 10, but it was a money down. Got to have it down, and Baker found a way to scramble up and skedaddle up out of there, and he goes on a 15 or 17-yard run for the first down to keep the drive alive, and they ended up, again, scoring the touchdown with Rashad White, and the Bucks end up winning the ball game. And look, this is a tough Bucks team, and I do want to let you hear from one, Todd Bowles, and I'm going to let you hear from Baker Mayfield, but I'm going to let you hear from Todd Bowles first here in just a second, as they were talking about the game last night, and he was talking about Baker coming up with big scrambles and coming up clutch. But this division is, talking about the NFC South, obviously, definitely giving a two-horse race. And hopefully, at some point, you get a little help from the Bucks, or you get a little help from whatever teams are playing the Bucks, and hopefully you can get the Bucks. I mean, I know the Bucks aren't going undefeated, but, you know, the Falcons obviously aren't going undefeated either. So, look, you're going to have to do your best to keep pace with a Bucks team that is looking solid right now. And even though this Bucks team is, you know, dealing with injuries at the moment, and look, I still think the Bucks are very much beatable. Look, we swept them, and I think they had Chris Godwin in both games. But whatever the case is, this is still a very beatable Bucks team. Even when they get to full strength and they get Tristan Wirfs back and Chris Godwin back, this is still going to be a Bucks team that the Falcons can beat. But I say all that to say, this Bucks team is only going to get better when they get Tristan Wirfs and Chris Godwin back. Now, we'll see, you know, obviously it's a war of attrition, and hopefully, I'm not wishing injuries on anybody, but we'll see, you know, what other things might pop up for that team, and hopefully it's not anything. I don't want anything to pop up for their team or our team as far as injuries go. Knock on whatever this table is made out of. But point being, this team is going to get better, and you're going to have to do everything to keep pace with the Bucks. And you are, again, playing a similar schedule, so they got to play a lot of the same teams that you're playing. But you got to go out there and win the games you're supposed to win, like you're supposed to win this one on Sunday. So we are all feeling good about what the Falcons did on Sunday night. You got to go and have that same type of performance this Sunday at 1 o'clock against the Panthers. You can't let this be a trap game or any sort of – or anything such, because, and look, it has no reason being a trap game. It's a division game, and you're only 1-1 in the season. So you got everything to play for. So this Falcons team should be plenty motivated and should be ready to go and ready to have another big performance. And like I said, especially defensively, I am expecting another really good performance from the Falcons defense, considering, again, the news I told you. If you're just joining us, Austin Corbett and guard, what was it, Ron Hunter? I think it was. Maybe not Ron Hunter. That's the old, what, Georgia State coach or player, whatever the case may be. But it was Austin Corbett, and I have it right here, Robert Hunt. See, I knew it was like I knew it was R and H in there somewhere. But anyways, Panthers guard Robert Hunt has torn biceps, and Austin Corbett is out with a torn MCL. So they definitely ain't playing on Sunday. And I know for sure Robert Hunt's going to be out for the year. Torn biceps, they put you out for the year. And a torn MCL, you can come back from, but we'll see. We might not even see Austin Corbett this year for the Panthers. So they're going to have two backups in at offensive line, the Panthers are, and so you're going to have to take advantage of that. And that's why, again, I expect another very good defensive performance here from the Atlanta Falcons. More sacks, more pressures, hopefully more takeaways as well. But going back to the Bucks, as promised, I do want to let you hear from Todd Bowles, because Baker, man, he hurt us with his legs in our week one matchup, and he hurt the Texans in a big way with his legs last night, going on that big third down scramble like we talked about. And Todd Bowles was talking about Baker's clutch fourth down scramble last night after the game.
That was a heck of a job of situational football. Really, Baker on a 4th and 10, using his legs to get the first down. That kind of catapulted everything from there. Everything we practiced, everything we've talked about, and everything we've done about finishing the ball game, they did a heck of a job finishing.
Yeah, I mean, look, Baker was locked in, and this is, again, a guy who I think he's starting to get the respect he deserves now, but Baker, I mean, he's been on a nice little tear. You got to give credit where credit is due. And I personally like Baker Mayfield. If you're new to the show maybe and haven't heard me tell this story before, I actually met Baker Mayfield very, very briefly. But my cousin who played football, college football at Wisconsin, he went to Lake Travis High School, and that's also where Baker Mayfield went. So one Thanksgiving, we were up there, and they had practice because he was still in high school at the time. And Baker came to the practice, so got to shake hands and say what's up to Baker Mayfield. So, again, seems like a very nice dude. And so, you know, even though I don't root for Baker Mayfield, I can't help but say, you know, it as far as a person goes, it doesn't make me mad as far as seeing Baker as a person win and have success. Now, again, I want him to lose, and I want him to lose especially when they play the Falcons, but – still, Baker does seem like a good dude. And speaking of Baker Mayfield, we know Baker and the Bucs struggled to win close games last year. I mean, they lost that Thursday night thriller against us, and they lost some other close games last year. Well, they've won both of their close games so far this year, and Baker Mayfield talked about that turnaround from last year to this year when it comes to winning close games.
These two-minute close games, we were not on the right side of things for the past couple of years, and it's good to see that we haven't even played close to our best ball in all three phases, and we're still finding ways to win on the road, and that's really important, is to not lose sight of that. We're finding ways to win, but also we do need to get things fixed. Some of these games can make it easier on ourselves and try and put teams away earlier, but this is a good team that we played, so we expected a hard-fought battle, but yeah. It's nice to be on the right side of it.
It's a good point by Baker, too. Not only two close wins where the offense comes up clutch in the final moments of the game, but two one-possession wins on the road as well. Obviously, we were in Atlanta week one, and then they went in Houston last night. So, again, this Bucs team is no slouch, and the Falcons got to come correct if they want to go ahead and dethrone the Bucs and win the NFC South. Again, still plenty of time for them to do that, but they got to come correct for sure. All right, when we come back here on Hometown Take, we took a lot of calls yesterday talking about the Falcons, and deservedly so, but we did not have much time, really any time at all, to talk about what happened around the league as far as week two goes. So we're going to do that next because there are a lot of injuries to get to, and we'll recap what happened as far as scores and other things go around the NFL. So we will take a trip around the NFL when we come back here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. I appreciate you joining me. 5:41 here on a Tuesday. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday morning. Hopefully you're having a great start to your week so far. Hopefully you had a good Monday, and we are keeping it rolling here on a Tuesday. So I appreciate you joining me. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. We got to talk about week two in the NFL because it is complete. And we were, as we should have been, celebrating a Falcons victory and a very successful weekend in the ATL, by the way. And before we get to the NFL and recapping and reacting to everything that went down in week two around the Shield, I do want to give one final shout out to Atlanta and all the Atlanta sports teams because, hey, we won big this weekend, y'all. We got it done in all facets. And I gave a shout out to the major sports teams that won, but I didn't even hit them all yesterday. And there were a bunch more teams that ended up getting the win, and I'm looking for it because I know I liked the tweet that kind of showed all of the teams that won. But obviously, we got a Georgia Tech win. We got a Georgia win. We got an Atlanta Dream win. We got an Atlanta Falcons win. We got a Braves win on Sunday as well. But we also got a West Georgia win. Shout out to two West Georgia grads holding it down right now in the Kia Studios, myself and Noel White. We also got, I believe, and again, I'm trying to bring the tweet up now, I believe Georgia Southern won. Yes, Georgia Southern won. Thank you, Noel. Like I said, West Georgia won. I'm looking for the tweet. Kennesaw won. Thank you. I cannot find the tweet. I think I passed by. But anyway, I saw and State won. Okay, so yeah, I mean, just look. The point is, we was winning. We was winning in ATL this weekend. All the local, pretty much a bunch of the local college teams won. Some of the major college teams won. Well, all of the really major college teams won. And again, the Dream won. The Dream, too, by the way, to give a little love to the Dream. They are in the playoffs right now, so make sure y'all are going out and supporting the Atlanta Dream. They do have a chance to close out their series with the Indiana Fever tonight. It is the Caitlin Clarkless Indiana Fever, but we knew Caitlin Clark wasn't going to be playing the rest of the year a while back ago. So I hate to say it, but for the Dream, no Caitlin Clark. I mean, look, it's still impressive that the Fever made the postseason without having Caitlin Clark the majority of the season. So when I say this, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Indiana Fever, but they chopped cheese. I mean, that is what it is. I mean, the Dream should take care of the Indiana Fever tonight, just like they took care of the Indiana Fever on Sunday. So they should move on to the next round in the WNBA playoffs. So make sure y'all cheering on y'all Atlanta Dream. But again, it was good to see all the teams get the victory, all the teams get the dub on Sunday and really throughout the weekend. So it was just a very fun weekend to be an ATL sports fan and be an ATLian. So shout out to all the teams that got victories over the weekend. But let's go ahead and get into it. Let's get into week two of the NFL. Let's recap it because a lot went down and we got a lot to get into when we talk about week two in the NFL, because there were some good games, but there were a lot of injuries that are happening, a lot of big-time injuries too. Not just injuries, but big-time injuries happening in the NFL. We told you about the Carolina Panthers. They're going to place Robert Hunt and Austin Corbett both on the IR. So we could see Corbett return late in the season, but Robert Hunt is done for the year. But again, the Panthers should be able to eat on, I mean, not the Panthers, heck no. The Falcons should be able to eat against the Panthers on Sunday, offensively, hopefully offensively, and definitely defensively, since they're going to have two of their starting offensive linemen out. How about a team going from a team we're about to play to a team we just played, the Minnesota Vikings? They're going to be without J.J. McCarthy for sure this upcoming week, and they could be without J.J. McCarthy for the next 2 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. I didn't even see this happen. Like, I didn't even know this happened, and maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention to J.J. McCarthy, and, you know, maybe I didn't notice because he was getting sacked so much and he was on the ground so much, but I didn't even notice the injury happen. But he did suffer a high ankle sprain. The injury did occur late in the third quarter. It was on 2nd and 20. McCarthy scrambled for 16 yards down the left sideline, and he was tackled from behind by Caden Ellis. And so the blue injury tent, and this is why we also didn't catch it like that either, or most people didn't catch it, because the blue injury tent was occupied at the time, so he didn't go in the blue injury tent. If J.J. McCarthy wouldn't have went in the blue injury tent, then a lot of more people would have noticed, the cameras would have caught it, and we would have been more aware that there was something going on. But him just getting looked at on the sideline, it was less of a like, oh, what's happening here type of thing. So he did finish the game without an issue, but he reported heavy soreness to the team yesterday morning. So J.J. McCarthy, more than likely, he's pretty much been already ruled out for this week, and he could be out the next, again, 2 to 4 weeks with that high ankle sprain. Continuing on the trend of quarterback injuries, Jaden Daniels day-to-day, according to Dan Quinn, with a knee injury. Sources told ESPN that it is a knee sprain. And again, Dan Quinn, former Falcons head coach, now Commanders head coach, saying that he is a day-to-day and he's not going to know yet. He said they're going to take it up to Friday as far as whether or not Jaden Daniels is going to be able to play on Sunday. So Jaden Daniels could be out for the Commanders next game. So we'll see how that goes. Justin Fields, the Jets QB, he is in concussion protocol after Sunday's game against the Jets. And Tyrod Taylor is looking like he could be starting against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that ain't great news for the Falcons either, because, you know, that's a better opportunity for the Bucs to win and the Bucs to go 3-0. We don't want that happening. We needed the Bucs to lose. So anywho, Tyrod Taylor is being prepped to start. What they're doing, Aaron Glenn and the Jets organization are preparing kind of field. They're getting Fields and Tyrod Taylor both ready at the same time. So they're kind of preparing both quarterbacks right now with not knowing who can play. So Aaron Glenn did say if Justin can't play, then Tyrod would be the guy, and they're going to build a plan that's suitable for him. So Fields was injured early in the fourth quarter of Sunday's 30-10 loss to the Buffalo Bills. Defensive end Joey Bosa beat rookie tight end Mason Taylor with an outside rush, hit Fields from the front side, and then Fields' helmet slammed to the turf. And we know that is very unforgiving when that helmet slams up against the turf. So Justin Fields in concussion protocol. If he doesn't come out, Tyrod Taylor is going to be the guy on Sunday versus the Bucs. Moving from quarterbacks to cornerbacks, Pro Bowl Bears cornerback Jalen Johnson is out indefinitely with a groin injury. So that is not good news for the Chicago Bears, a Bears team that has already been struggling here at the beginning of the season, starting off 0-2 after letting the Vikings come back against them on Monday Night Football to start the season. And then they just got absolutely obliterated by the Detroit Lions last night. I mean, Sunday. The Detroit Lions, Jared Goff had 5 touchdown passes, and he only had 5 incompletions. When you throw as many touchdown passes as you have incompletions, that's a butt whooping. I mean, goodness gracious. 52-21 is the final score. So, the Bears already can't stop a nosebleed. They already can't stop a cold. They're going to have a hard time stopping NFL offenses without their Pro Bowl corner in Jalen Johnson. So, that is just insult to injury when you talk about him being out indefinitely with a groin injury. How about this one? Injury news as well. I told you, there's a lot of injury news here on the Hometown Take this morning when we're talking about the NFL. My goodness. Cowboys, Cooper Beebe out 6 to 8 weeks with an ankle sprain. So that offensive line has looked fairly good for the Dallas Cowboys here to start the season, but they're losing an integral piece to that offensive line as Cooper Beebe is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with a right ankle sprain. So we'll see how that plays out for the Cowboys, but this is a Cowboys team that's starting to take some lumps. Deron Bland was out, but he looks like he should be able to come back on the 28th against the Packers. So you should get Deron Bland back sooner rather than later, but you're going to be out. You're going to be without Cooper Beebe for the next 6 to 8 weeks. So that is a tough loss when you lose your starting center. Kyle Van Noy, he could miss multiple games. Kyle Van Noy, the Ravens outside linebacker, he suffered a hamstring injury on Sunday. And like we said, them hamstrings, we talked about it with A.J. Terrell, them hamstrings, depending on the severity, you looking like you're at least out 2 games. And that's if the hamstring injury is light. So that's why I'm saying I expect A.J. to miss at least the next 2 games. When we talk about A.J. Terrell hamstring injury, I at least expect them hold him out the next 2, and then he gets the bye week, so you can sneak a 3rd week in there, and then maybe you talk about bringing him back depending on where he is. But we'll see. Again, we'll get caught up on that front as we continue to get updates on A.J. Terrell throughout the week. But Kyle Van Noy, Ravens outside linebacker, he's going to probably miss multiple games with a hamstring injury. The Chargers had to put linebacker Denzel Perryman on injury reserve with an ankle injury. So he's going to miss the next 4 games. And then how about this last story? We'll close out with this one. Tom Brady is coming out of retirement. Sort of. He is going to play with some other retired NFL stars in a Saudi flag football tourney. So the Las Vegas Raiders minority owner and 7-time Super Bowl winning QB announced yesterday that he has teamed up with Fanatics, Fox Sports, and OBB Media for the Fanatics Flag Football Classic. He's going to play in a first-of-its-kind round-robin tournament that features 3 teams of current. Oh, they're going to have current and former NFL players in this. How about that? The tournament is going to take place March 21st, 2026, so next year at the Kingdom Arena in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. So among the participants, Saquon Barkley, CeeDee Lamb, Christian McCaffrey, Sauce Gardner, Myles Garrett, Brock Bowers, Max Crosby, Tyreek Hill, Odell Beckham Jr., and Brady's former teammate, Rob Gronkowski. Gronk going to be in it. So they got some big names in this. This might be interesting to see The teams are going to be coached by Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, and Kyle Shanahan. So this is a nice little group. Not gonna lie, it's a nice little group, and could be a cool event to watch. But Tom Brady going to be playing some flag football. I didn't see any other quarterbacks in this list. So does that mean Tom Brady's all-time quarterback? Is that what that means? But that should be a fun event, though, and it could be fun to watch as well. But Tom Brady going to play some flag football, trying to relive the days and hold on to them days as long as he can. Still got a little bit of throws left in him, I guess, but it should be good stuff. But that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. Thank you to Noel White, doing a great job holding it down as always. I'll be back to talk to y'all on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. We'll start to look ahead to the Carolina Panthers. I already gave you a little sneak preview as far as updating you on the Panthers' injury front and why the Falcons should have another really good day on defense. But we'll get more into the minutiae and the X's and O's of things starting tomorrow as we start to look to the Carolina Panthers matchup for the Atlanta Falcons. But coming up next, it is the morning shift. Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Ali Mack ready to come in here and entertain y'all for the next 3 hours. And I'll be back tomorrow on a hump day Wednesday. Until then, the morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.